Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2253, Room for Error by Jesse Kramer of bestinterest.blog. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. I'm excited to be back with you once again and grateful to have you here as we dive into yet another post about money. So with that, let's get right into today's reading and start optimizing your life. Room for Error by Jesse Kramer of bestinterest.blog. Room for error is one of my favorite problem-solving frameworks. To describe what I mean, Morgan Housel recently wrote, quote, "Room for error is underappreciated and misunderstood. It's usually viewed as a conservative hedge used by those who don't want to take on much risk. But when used appropriately, it's the opposite. Room for error lets you stick around long enough to let the odds of benefiting from a low probability outcome fall in your favor," end quote. I don't know what the future holds, neither do you, but leaving room for error ensures I can roll with the punches. I don't know all the answers right now, do you? But room for error means I'll be okay. From an investing point of view, I've created the following framework. I don't need my annual returns to be 80% of investors. I don't need to be remarkable, but I refuse to be beaten by 80% of investors. I cannot be terrible. So as long as I'm around average, consistently, my long-term prospects look good. Of those three thoughts, the second is the most important. In investing and in life, prioritize avoidance of terrible situations. An oft-cited example of this is told by Charlie Munger from his days as a U.S. Army Air Corps meteorologist. He created weather reports for airmen and pilots in World War II. Munger was unsure how best to approach his job, so he applied a math technique from his university education. In complex math, inversion can be used to, in essence, turn a math problem inside out. Some problems, it turns out, are way easier to solve inside out than normally. The solution to the inside out problem can then be reverted to find the solution to the original problem. Rather than ask, "How can I be a great meteorologist?" Munger inverted the question, "How can I be a terrible meteorologist?" The answer? Create life-threatening scenarios for the pilots. Specifically, the two most common weather-related life-threatening risks were 1, cold weather forms ice on the plane's wings, disrupting aerodynamics and adding unwanted weight, and 2, wind pushes planes so far from their home base, they'd run out of fuel before returning. Munger then inverted the answer. Avoid those life-threatening risks at all costs. And to do so, Munger needed room for error against those risks at all times. Sure, there were always military benefits to these flights and missions, but Munger's duty was to always include room for error against the two biggest life-threatening risks. Applying this idea back to investing, Howard Marks writes, quote, "I feel strongly that attempting to achieve a superior long-term record by stringing together a run of top decile years is unlikely to succeed. Rather, striving to do a little better than average every year and through discipline to have highly superior relative results in bad times is less likely to produce extreme volatility, less likely to produce huge losses which can't be recouped, and most importantly, more likely to work given the fact that all of us are only human, end quote. When the market is up 30%, Marx feels it's fine being up only 15%. But when the market is down 30%, Marx wants to only be down 5%. These highly superior relative results in bad times have separated Marx from other investors. Why? Because catastrophic returns lead to getting fired. Marx's clients don't fire him because he avoids catastrophes. And the simple math of loss and returns. A 10% loss requires a subsequent 11% gain to return to even. But a 70% loss requires a 233% gain to get back to even. Marx avoids situations where his only hope is a miracle. Marx isn't alone in this approach. Many professional money managers, whose mission should be ensuring great long-term outcomes for their clients, focus on risk mitigation. But this risk aversion is commonly criticized on a mathematical basis. The criticism usually sounds something like, since stocks historically return 10% per year and bonds historically return 5% per year, why should anyone ever own bonds? How can you ignore this obvious math? Let's invert the scenario. How do I ensure a terrible long-term outcome for an investing client? 1, avoid investing their money at all. 2, invest their money in such low-risk assets that they barely receive a return on investment. And 3, expose them to terrible, painful outcomes. Invest their money in such high-risk assets that their brain short-circuits when an inevitable 50% crash occurs, and they swear off investing forever. Now let's invert that answer back to what we need. To ensure great long-term outcomes for clients, I need to 1, invest. Harness the power of humanity's economic engine and compound returns. 2, take enough risk to merit long-term reward. And 3, avoid overexposure to pain. We each have different pain thresholds, but make no mistake, painful investing outcomes, even if short-term, can completely derail a decades-long financial plan. There's a little-known epilogue to the famous story of Pavlov's dogs. Warning, it's pretty sad. It's also eye-opening. In 1924, St. Petersburg flooded. Many of Pavlov's dogs were trapped in their kennels as the water rose around them. Needless to say, it was extremely stressful for them. And this stress broke their conditioning. They forgot their training, forgot their bonds with humans and other dogs, and forgot that bell ringing meant mealtime. They suffered doggy PTSD. And their reactions, extreme anxiety, withdrawing, refusing to eat, were self-harmful. Humans share this brain wiring. Severe stress rewires our brains. For some people, large losses of capital, even if only for a short period of time, can be extremely stressful. And the subsequent reactions, I'm never investing again, are often self-harmful. Room for error helps us avoid these situations. Going back to the criticism, why should anyone ever own bonds? Put another way, why would anyone ever ignore the mathematically optimized quest for the greatest total returns? Because somewhere on that journey to maximized returns, you might end up as a dog in a kennel with the floodwaters rising around you, or as a pilot too far from home with ice built up on your wings. Those scenarios can break you. Avoid them at all costs. Using room for error is in your best interest. You just listened to the post titled Room for Error by Jesse Kramer of bestinterest.blog. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. This article reminds me of why I'm such a lazy investor. The goal of investing is not to beat the market. It's to reach a financial goal over time. And I can do that by matching the market. But even if my goal was to beat the market, the data shows that it is nearly impossible to consistently do that over the long term. The New York Times came out with an article recently discussing this. Out of 2,132 mutual funds designed to beat the market, not one actively managed stock or bond fund outperformed the market convincingly and regularly over the last 5 years. And the odds are even worse over longer periods of time. The article went on to say, quote, "The studies have found that most actively managed mutual funds do worse than their benchmark index, both over the long run and in the vast majority of calendar years in the United States and elsewhere around the globe. For example, the last time the average active U.S. stock fund beat the S&P 500 stock index for a full calendar year was 2009. And over a full 20-year period ending last December, fewer than 10% of active U.S. stock funds managed to beat their benchmarks," end quote. When you consider the higher expense ratios of actively managed funds or the amount of time and effort I could spend myself stock picking, the juice just isn't worth the squeeze, in my opinion. But that should do it for today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be here reading to you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.